Now, the rest of the story. Kenneth Thomasma wrote a charming book called Nayanuki. In Shoshone Indian, that name, Nayanuki, translates girl who ran. With simple eloquence, the author relates the story of two young girls who were captured by a rival band of Indians on the Jefferson River, just upstream from Three Forks, and they were force-marched to an area near what is now Mandan, North Dakota. One of the young girls, age 11, was Sacagawea. She was traded to a French guide. The other little girl, Nayanuki, separated from her friend, vowed to escape, and eventually did. 4 years later, August 17, 1805, explorers Lewis and Clark came to an Indian settlement on the Beaverhead River. By now, Sacagawea has become a guide for that expedition. At this village, another young Shoshone woman emerged from the crowd, and the two recognized one another immediately, Sacagawea and Nayanuki. The reunion of these two girls, who had endured so much, is told by the author with much tenderness. To paraphrase or to quote only a portion would do an injustice to his eloquence, but it is a moving story. Both of these, as children, had faced child abuse worse than death, but each had fulfilled what was to become the American dream, freedom and independence. 2 years ago, a copy of the book, Nayanuki, was checked out of the library in Bozeman, Montana. And when Kristen Anderson started reading the book, she couldn't put it aside until she was finished. By now, some of the pages are stained with her tears, but Miss Anderson reread it. And again, it related an amazing triumph over unspeakable hardships. And the more she read, the more unfair it seemed that our federal government had honored the name of Sacagawea for having guided Lewis and Clark by naming one of the highest peaks in the Bridger Mountains, Sacagawea Peak. And yet, the other little girl, who had shared altogether as much hardship and pain in a quest for freedom, had been ignored by history. Well, Miss Anderson got busy. She wrote to Washington, D.C. She was referred to the United States Board of Geographic Names. She sent a copy of the book about Nayanuki, related the circumstances, recited the parallels in the experience of the girls until eventually she got an audience for her views. I will not say that Miss Anderson pestered the government officials. I will say that she was most persistent. I mean, she enlisted the local chapter of the Children of the American Revolution, got their help. She made a display for the county library soliciting signatures. She filled out government forms and more forms. She launched a writing campaign which flooded the government agency with thousands of letters. Well, the United States Board of Geographic Names was persuaded, and today, you look north by east from Bozeman, Montana, you're going to see two tall mountains in the Bridger Range. One of them is Sacagawea Peak, and the other, officially, and for whatever earthly time there is, the other is named Nayanuki. A girl age 11 whom history had forgot will now be remembered forever. Miss Kristen Anderson of Bozeman first read that book when she was 9, and she could relate to the little Shoshone Indian girl. For Miss Anderson, who persisted until this 180-year-old debt was paid. Miss Anderson even now is only 11. And now you know the rest of the story.